There is an old story. Again, it's a story. An old story about Satan, who one day decided to gather his closest advisors. So they were sitting around the table, according to the story. And Satan says to his closest advisors, "There's a big problem." So all of his advisors looked at each other and they asked him, "What's the problem?" Satan then says, "The problem is this. This Jesus, his word is so powerful that people are believing in his word. His words are so powerful," Satan says, "that nobody or people are starting not to believe in our lies. His words are so powerful that people are beginning to repent, to reform their lives. That's a problem," Satan says. "So I gathered all of you because I need your advice. What is it that we can do?" "We need to stop him," Satan says. So they started to just talk amongst themselves. Then Satan says, "Oh, let's gather again for staff meeting next week to tackle this problem." So they came back a week later. And then Satan says, "All right, any ideas?" One of them raises his hand and says, I think we should spread a lie that says there is no such thing as right." Satan says, "It's a good idea." Then the other one says, "I think we should spread the lie that says there's no such thing as wrong. Then that would bring a lot of confusion to all people." Satan says, "That's a good idea." Then there's another advisor who's very quiet, shy, who's hiding somewhere behind the pillar. And Satan says, "How about you? What do you think? What would be your opinion?" Then he says, I think we should spread a lie that there's no hurry. There is no hurry." Satan closed his eyes and thought about it for a moment. "There's no hurry." And he says, "That's an excellent, superb idea. We should go and tell people that there's no such thing as hurry." Unfortunately, my friends, there are times in our lives when we fall into the trap, when we think that there's no such thing as hurry. How many times have we heard people say, "Oh, I have plenty of time to do that later. Oh, I have plenty of time to amend," or I have plenty of time to change. "Oh, I have plenty of time to do that later, whatever Jesus is asking me. I have plenty of time to do that." And we fall into the trap once in a while, don't we? Or sometimes we hear people say, "Oh, you know, I will forgive when the time comes. Oh, I will pray more when I get to it. Maybe when I'm done with my chores. Or perhaps you have heard your children say, oh yes, I will do my house chores, my homework later. Let me play my video games for now. Or perhaps, I will look at my health later. Or I will work on my bad habits later. That can wait. There's no hurry. There's no hurry. And yet, when again we fall into the trap, that notion that there is no hurry, then we miss what Jesus is asking all of us to do today. Then we miss that Jesus, the Christ, is active and present in our lives today. So often in our lives, we put off Jesus until tomorrow, or the things that Jesus is asking us to do until tomorrow, but for some reason, we never get to it. Today is the first Sunday of Lent. And in the gospel reading today, Jesus says, repent and believe in the gospel. And when he said that, Jesus is inviting all of us to do that today. Not later, not tomorrow, but today. In Catholic churches throughout the world, we here now proclaim the first chapter of Mark's gospel. About 7 verses, if we include the baptism of the Lord. And in the first chapter of St. Mark tells us that Jesus was baptized by John in the river Jordan. Simple as that. And then Mark inserts a very important word. Mark says, immediately, right away, at once, as Jesus came out of the water, Jesus heard a voice from the heavens that says, you are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Then in today's gospel passage for the first Sunday of Lent, there is a word or a phrase that is omitted in the lectionary. And when we go back to the Bible, we find it. It says, at once, immediately, right away, the Spirit drove Jesus into the desert. And in the desert, Jesus was tempted by Satan, and there he stayed for 40 days and 40 nights, fasting, praying, and he was tempted. The Jesus of Mark's gospel tells us that the Spirit drove Jesus into the desert to do what God wants. To do what God wants when God wants it to happen. And then Jesus listens to the Spirit and allows the Spirit to direct him immediately, at once, right away. Not tomorrow, not later, but right away, at once. There is a sense of urgency in the Gospel of St. Mark. In fact, Mark uses the word immediately, at once, right away, 47 times in his gospel, more than any word in the New Testament, which means to say that there's a sense of urgency. There's a sense of urgency. The Jesus of Mark's gospel will not say to us, there's no hurry. No. Jesus, in fact, will say to us that God is active and at work in each one of us. And God is so active in each one of us because He wants to bless us. He wants to change us. He wants to transform us. He wants to invite us to do something. And that is to be a blessing to others. Not tomorrow, not later, but today. During the season of Lent, all of us, my brothers and sisters, are invited to bolster our prayer life, to strengthen relationships with family members, with our friends, with our neighbors, and also maybe to take time to be with family if we can. I know it's the time of pandemic and we're limited, but perhaps to reach out to others. During this time of Lent, we're invited to stop judging and perhaps to say, to mend relationships. During this time of Lent, we're invited to look at our spiritual lives and see how we can continue to grow. And we are invited to do that today. Immediately. Not tomorrow. Because there is a hurry. There is a hurry. The problem, I think, that we fail to act now is because in our lives, there are times when we lock in Jesus in a box. In a box we call tomorrow. But if we keep putting Jesus off at arm's distance, then we fail to recognize that He is present and acting in our midst now. Today, Satan's advisors told him that there's no such thing. There's no such thing as hurry. But Mark tells us something quite different. In a breathless way, Mark says, oh, there is a hurry. Jesus is in our midst. Jesus is alive and active and working in our midst right now. Right now. Not tomorrow, but now.